Meatball Pod. It's another week. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Meatballs. So I feel like these last couple episodes have been so good, right?
Oh my God. I feel like we're being vulnerable and we're talking about things. And
I love that they're showing like our other side. Like we've always said we wanted them to show like our other like stuff, like our families and like stuff like that. So I love that they're, you know, showing that stuff. Because I've talked about my anxiety and OCD for years. And like it never makes it.
Yeah.
So I'm just really happy they like finally kind of like talked about it, because I feel like it's helping a lot of people. Because some people are like, I didn't even know that that was OCD. And I'm like, yeah, like there's so much more to OCD than just, you know, cleaning things and like having to be, you know.
So I like that they show different sides of us. That's not just like, oh, being meatballs and having a meatball day. Just like other sides that like we never really get to talk about on the show.
My God, yeah. And like I was crying during your stuff. Like it's just emotional. I love it.
Yeah. So this season, I feel like we really like dived into things. And
yeah,
I don't know what's on tonight, but I feel like there's a little dramas tonight. So everybody watch and tune in. Because like we said, we filmed this like a year and a half ago. So I'm trying to figure out like what the hell we did and what was going on. But yeah, it's going to be a good show. Tonight, 8 p.m. MTV. Make sure you guys watch.
We really, I feel like, might have filmed this almost like a year ago.
No, it's been a year.
Because, yeah. I can't. Wait, and then I'm running and CJ's like, run like a cheetah. That's not a cheetah.
Like, stop.
It was like my favorite.
I can't. I love when we show our kids. But yeah, we're still filming this week for the next season. So I'm sure you guys saw the pictures. We posted it. We were at Sam's baby shower this weekend. And it was
so cute.
Oh, it was so beautiful. And she looks so cute pregnant. She looks so good.
Stunning.
Yeah,
stunning.
I feel like she looks beautiful as ever. And when
but you know, Sam,
pregnant,
she's like,
I feel like I was like gross.
I know. She looks like, she's like, I'm huge. I'm like, you are literally all belly.
All
it looks like
belly.
She just put like a basketball up there.
Yeah, I feel like my face got big. My boobs were huge. I mean, she just looks, she looks perfect as always.
Yeah.
Crap.
I feel like when I was pregnant with CJ and Cam, I was more belly too. I feel like boys, you're more like a belly.
Oh no, I was a round ball for everyone, I feel.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, maybe Giovanna, because I was, like, working out the whole time because I was getting married, like, 2 months after. But, yeah, I feel like I was a ball.
I don't know. I sometimes see the episode, like, pop-ups of, like, you when you were pregnant on the show. Mm-hmm. And I think you look great.
Should we do it again together?
I'll have to be with someone else other than Chris because I think he's done.
Oh, come on, man. Come on, Chris.
I know. But no, really, I think that the shop is closed over here. The boys are just, you know what? The boys, they have so much energy and they're literally WrestleMania.
It's fine.
Like, yeah, if I bring in another kid, I feel like I'm not going to be able to give enough attention to like all three of them.
Whatever.
Whatever. What, are you going to pop out a fourth?
No, I was honestly thinking about it for the last like week. Just because I'm watching all these TikToks of, like, little babies. And, oh, my God, there's this one TikTok I kept watching over and over. And I'm like, maybe. There's this one TikTok of this this new mom breastfeeding her, like, two-month-old. And, like, just hearing, like, the noises. And, oh, just brought me back. And I was like, But then I'm like, nah, I'm okay.
Although I do have to say, I feel like Cameron and CJ would be, like, the best big brothers.
Oh, my God. They would be souped.
Yeah, they would be such good big brothers. Cameron just goes, souped, souped.
Souped, souped.
Because I said, do you want mommy to have another baby? And they were both like, nah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Sounds good. Yeah,
no,
so Samantha.
Brothers.
Samantha had a beautiful baby shower. The food was great. Everything was
so
just
good.
So pretty and cute. She had cute little treats. It was just a very nice baby shower.
Yeah, me and Nicole were big backs.
big backs. So she had like, so it was like a nice Italian restaurant. She had pasta come out. She had bread. She had like all the carbs. And I think I ate the whole bread basket. And then me and Dina went in for seconds.
Wait, stop.
For the pasta. But like there was like 10 other people at the table. Family
style.
Yeah, we ate the entire thing, day. And well, I was no, like, oh.
You know what had happened was.
I was starving.
I was starving. And I was like a little hungover.
Same.
From the party, from the first birthday party from the day before.
So hungover.
But so I, they had the pastas on both sides. I just assumed it was the same pasta. So I was like, all right, I'll just take.
It was different.
It was a different pasta. But then no one really ate it anyway. So then I went back. Me and Nicole went back for seconds. Like the big back.
I went in for seconds. Well, first Dina did, and I was like, okay, can I do it too?
I did. I was like, you know what? All right, you're done. Cameron's learning to cut with safety scissors.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's doing well, but he just almost got himself. But he's actually doing really well. But yeah, that was good food. Really good. I want it now.
I know, I'm starving.
Meatballs, I wish I knew about this sooner. Satin is so bad for you, but Blissy Silk is an absolute game changer. It's healthier for your skin and hair, and also it's better than satin. And it has anti-aging properties. It reduces fine lines and wrinkles over time. It's dermatologist tested and recommended. It's clinically proven to not clog pores, unlike cotton, and you just feel like you have a natural glow to your skin when you wake up. And I've noticed when I wake up, my hair is so much less frizzy and less knotted. It's just so silky smooth.
Yeah, so I ended up getting these for Giovanna just because I saw such a great result with my skin and my hair. She loves these pillowcases. So they're antibacterial and hypoallergenic. It promotes a better sleep. You know, us meatballs need a nice sleep. And it's easy to care for, machine washable because I'm always washing my sheets. And there's over 70 colors, including a new Wicked and Harry Potter line. So because you meatballs are a listener, Blissy is offering 60 nights risk-free plus an additional 30% off when you shop at blissy.com/meatball. That's blissy.com/meatball and use code meatball to get an additional 30% off. Your skin and hair will thank you.
And then after the baby shower, me, Angelina, and Nicole decided to go out for drinks.
Yeah, we were like, just one drink. And then me and T were like, all right, we'll do one more.
Yeah. But we got home. We didn't stay out all night. Usually that turns into like an entire night thing. But we were home by like 6:30.
Oh, yeah. We did good. It wasn't bad at all.
Oh, yeah. Me too. But I made sure that you got into your Uber.
Oh, yeah. I was starting to be like, oh.
Starting to be like, you're like, I want to dance. I'm like, no, we're not dancing. We have to go home.
I was like, no, it's time to go now.
Yeah, so then I like got Nicole's phone. I got her the Uber. And then I shared it with Gianni.
Did you know I did that? Yeah.
I was like, we have to share your Uber with Gianni. And then like I was trying to find Gianni.
Just in case it gets stolen.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I wasn't sure. You were kind of going into a trance, like, you know, where you were like, and I was like, all right, we got to get me.
I know. I felt it. And then I passed out in the car for a little bit.
Yeah, that's why I was like, let me make sure I share it with Gianni. But That was so much fun. Like, and we went out without the cameras. It was like such a nice thing. It was so nice.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. We haven't done that in so long. And I feel like it was just like the perfect time because we were already together.
We looked pretty.
Oh, yeah, we were, like, nice and cute. I feel like we all look so pretty.
I thought so.
So, yeah, we had a little meatball drink.
And Nicole got new hair, and she looks so good.
Oh, my God, I got my hair done, yes. I cut it all off. I cut 6 inches off. I really needed, like, a change, I feel. Just because it was, like, it was almost down to my friggin' butt. And I haven't got my hair done yet. And it was like growing out with the blonde. It just felt so heavy, especially now, like in the summer. Like today's gonna be 80 degrees. Like I can't die in the summer. I wanna try and enjoy myself. So yeah. I was like, I'm gonna cut off as much as I can. I feel like I have a bob, to be honest.
But I know. It's still pretty long. I mean, not for you, but.
No, it feels so short.
It feels so short, but I like it. I like it. I needed a change.
Yeah, you look beautiful. I love it.
Thank you.
I know. I'm getting a lot of Nicole this week. We did the shower. I get to see you tomorrow. We're going to be filming.
Ugh.
Tell them how you really feel. Ugh. No, just honestly, Meatballs, it's just been a long season. Like, it's just never ending. Usually we like have a break after the bigger trip and we just aren't getting it.
No, it's fine. I feel like I'm in like a mood. So this week I finally had like a couple days off where I can like actually clean my house and spring clean, even though like it's summer and, you know, I just didn't have the time to do it. So I usually like go through the kids' closets and, you know, go through their clothes and donate stuff and then get new clothes. So I've been trying to do that this week. And yeah, yesterday I was just doing laundry all day, organizing the kids' closets, just like trying to get things done because I feel like my house has been a nightmare with like laundry everywhere. You know, like when your house, you just feel like it's dirty and then it just pisses you off. You don't feel like happy.
Yeah, I just got mine like a deep clean. So like now I'm feeling nice. And then yesterday I did all my laundry too.
Yes, so it was pissing me off. And I was like, I need to get it done. So that's what I've been doing. And I was going to finish it tomorrow, but we're filming. But it's fine. I'm excited to see you.
Yeah. And then what did you had a VIP event. How did that go?
Oh, yeah. So I had my VIP event. Oh, my God. So good. So we had a charcuterie board there, which was like nice. So the kids, so the people can eat while they shop. And we had a bar. We had I forget what their name was. They were amazing though.
Did you have a bartender?
Yeah, we had two bartenders and they like put in this own bar, but they were making this watermelon drink. It was so freaking delicious. So it was a watermelon drink and they had like a watermelon garnish in it. Oh my God, it was so good. So that was like the drink of the event. And yeah, so we started drinking at like 12 and then my last event, I think ended at like 5:36. So I mean, by the time I got home, I was like, oh, from having like all these watermelon drinks and champagne. So yeah, for Sam's shower, I was not feeling great. I like laid in bed to the last minute and then yeah, we got to Sam's shower and I was like, okay, I need all the bread. I need all the pasta. Like, I don't care today. I'm cheating. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah. And then you had your little
event,
right?
Yeah, I had a friend I grew up with, his daughter just turned one. So he had like a whole like, you know, backyard party. But those are like the best because everybody came, the kids, like they had a bounce house, the pool, the trampoline, like they had like all like the fun stuff. So the kids were like acting like, you know, feral, like running all over, just getting all the energy out.
Oh, I love it.
And like, it was all the kids from school. So like all the kids from his class and baseball. Mm-hmm. So they were having a ball. And then all of us parents were just, you know, having drinks and playing cornhole and, you know, just having a good time. So yeah, it was fun. They did like marshmallows. It was good old fun.
Yeah.
Then I got home and I ordered Burger King. Like a nice fat. Yep. Like a nice big fatto. And then
did you get the chicken sandwich?
No, I got a Whopper.
Ooh, okay.
Although, you know,
Chicken sandwich slaps.
I know, it does. I've been seeing such crazy stuff on TikTok, which is like making me like hard to eat like fast foods, but it just tastes so good. I'm like, it's lies.
Whatever.
Like saying it's like we're eating human beings.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. It could be true. I don't think it is. But
I mean, it could be true, but
yeah, I don't even know how I'm on this side of TikTok at this point. I think I watched one freaking video and it was like a guy and he was like a grave digger. And he goes, yeah, like I was like moving the casket and it was empty. And then like weird things. And then other people are like, yeah, like, you don't know, like, you know, they're not making more cemeteries. I'm like, that's true. I like never see like new cemeteries.
I know. So they're talking about that. Then they're talking about humans being made out of diamond. Like they're making diamonds out of us and they're sprinkling glitter in the sky.
Oh, I saw that too.
No, I'm like, I'm really down.
Why are we on such weird parts of TikTok? Like, what is happening? Like the diamond thing. I was like, eh, I don't know about that. That one I swiped. I did
swipe. And then the glitter.
Yeah. They're saying like the stuff that they're spraying in the sky is glitter and they're going to like put us, what, like make us, what is it, compound us into diamonds or compact us into diamonds?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. That one, I'm not sure. But then I was, the other one, I'm like, that could, like, I don't know. Like, where are all these people going?
I do agree with that. But they were saying how there's two suns. But the one is actually the sun, and the other is the planet Nebulus or whatever.
Oh, Nebula.
Nebula, and that's the God's planet, so they're coming soon. It's just, there's a lot going on TikTok, guys.
Is your cat having digestive issues, throwing up their food, or is your cat simply in need of a diet upgrade? We've all been there. You should check out our next sponsor, Smalls. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. If you are a listener of this show, you know that my cats cannot live without Smalls. To get 35% off, plus an additional 50% off your first order, head to smalls.com and use our promo code Meatball for a limited time only. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your front door. That's why Cats.com named Smalls their best overall cat food. So my cat prefers Smalls way more than their previous cat food. I literally did a taste test, put two bowls side by side, and they immediately went to Smalls. They loved the fresh, smooth fish and fresh pulled bird flavors. My mom's cat loves them. My cat outside, Furbean, loves it. And let me tell you, after switching to Smalls, 88% of cat owners reported overall health improvements, and that's a big deal. So not only is their health improving, but my cat's breath is so much better, and their fur is much softer ever since I switched to Smalls. And the team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you could try it risk-free. So that means they will refund you if your cat won't eat their food.
So what are you meatballs waiting for? Give your cat the food they deserve. For a limited time only, because you are a Meatball Pod listener, you can get 35% off Smalls plus an additional 50% off your first order by using my code Meatball. That's an additional 50% off when you head to smalls.com and use promo code Meatball. Again, that's promo code Meatball for an additional 50% off your first order plus free shipping at smalls.com.
Wait, it was so funny. So last night I couldn't fall asleep. So I was just like browsing TikTok and I'm just sending Nicole all of these like, I mean, insane TikToks. Like,
yeah. And I've seen them all already. I was like, yep.
And she's I know. I'm like, this is crazy. You're the only one I could really like send them to that. I'm like, all right, she won't think I'm nuts, you know?
Well, I think Mike too. Mike likes to send us that too.
Yeah. Yeah. He hasn't really talked about it much lately.
I know. Maybe he's too busy with the kids.
Yeah. But what was the one? What are the – stop eating the Play-Doh, Cameron. what was the name of those aliens? So I sent Nicole a TikTok last night, and then I got stuck into this, like, TikTok algorithm where it was, like, people saying, like, all their phones went off at the government. All their phones went off at the same time saying that this certain type of alien was here.
Yeah.
What kind of alien was that? The
Samarian? No.
No.
What's it start with?
I think it was like Anagi?
Oh, yeah. Those are like the prime beings that like run the universe.
Yeah. So like I got on a TikTok where people, I mean, it was like a lot of TikToks of like the people saying that their phones went off and it was like the Anagi is here. So I'm like, oh, man, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. And then I saw another TikTok. I'm on like weird TikTok. I don't know. I swear. I have to just, if I have a feeling not to watch a video, I just have to just not watch it because then my algorithm gets so screwed up. And then I hopped onto another side of TikTok where it was like these like masks that look like real people. Like they, like you put it on and you look like a different person. Like, but you can't tell you're wearing a mask. Isn't that weird?
Wait, I don't
know.
What?
Yeah, so they were saying like a lot of people in the government sometimes can't make appearances, so they put random people in these masks to like, I don't know. And then I was like, oh my God, that's freaking crazy. But oh, they look real. That one. You have to Google it, or you have to go on TikTok and look up like the real masks. They look like real people and you can't tell that it's a mask. It's so fucked up.
Ew, that's scary, Jay.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, I'm like, how did I get here? So now I'm starting to like all my manifesting stuff again.
Well, that scares me. I don't know how I feel about that one.
Yeah. I'm like, how did I get here? I don't know. At least I'm not on the Appalachian Mountains anymore. That's not
Oh, my scary. God. So scary.
So now I'm just on something. Now I'm on weird shit. But anyway, so next week is CJ's last day of school. And I'm throwing a big bash. The 19th, they get out of school early. And then I invited all of his class and like all of his class over and their parents and their siblings. And we're going to have a big bash here.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. So I got two lifeguards for the pool. I got Jersey Jumpy coming with Bounce House Houses.
Oh, that's the best. They're the best, man.
Yeah, and I just got my backyard done by Scenic Views Landscaping. They're amazing, and it looks great. So it's going to be like the first big party of the season.
Oh, yeah, like the summer kickoff.
Yeah, with all of like CJ's kindergarten friends. So it's going to be like, you know, like a big celebration, like end of kindergarten. It's like killing me that he's going into first grade.
That is wild.
I'm like, what? Like, kindergarten, they're still babies, you know?
I'm like, yeah, that's really upsetting.
I know. And then Cam will start preschool. He was in, like, a little preschool this year, but then I pulled him. And now he's going to start real preschool this year.
Okay.
And he'll go right into kindergarten. But I can't believe first grade. I feel like that's, like, a big step, you know?
No, yeah, it's happening.
Yeah.
It is happening.
Yeah, so we're going to have a big end of kindergarten bash. I have, like, not even everyone responded, and I already have 50 people coming.
Oh.
Yeah, it's going to be big.
That's cool.
Yeah, it should be fun. Figure I'm just going to, like, order a bunch of pizzas and some, like, cater some food. Try and keep it
easy. Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, you can come if you want. Bring the kids. More than
I know. Everybody. Yeah, I'll let you know. Because if I'm down the shore, I feel like that's way closer, you know?
There'll be a lot of people here, though, just forewarning. It's going to be probably chaos, but I'm ready for it.
Well, I will be – so Saturday, I'm doing this, like, little campaign. So I'm going to be – I have to see where I'm going to be. Hold on. They're going to be in Long Branch.
Oh, really?
I'm handing out these cute Bliss goodie bags. And it's just like a campaign, like showing the SPF. And then there's like, there's cute, like a face mist in it. And there's like a roll on for the kids. It's just something cute. Like, really, yeah, they're free. I'm literally handing them out. And I want to say I'm in Long Branch. I will let you guys know like when I head down there, cause that'll be Friday. And I'm going to be there for a couple hours. So I will let you guys know if you guys are near Long Branch, come see me on the beach. I am handing out Bliss goodie bags and they're so freaking cute. I love them.
That's awesome. But if you get hungry, there's this place in Long Branch that we actually just went to eat the other day. It's called Rooney's on the waterfront. Rooney's, it's right on the beach. Okay. It is so good. They have the best stuffed artichoke.
Ooh, that's my jam.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's one of my favorite restaurants.
I love stuffed artichoke.
Yeah, it's like one of the best ones I've ever had.
Me likey.
Yeah, so go there. Who are you going with?
Just me.
By yourself?
Yeah, just me handing out little baggies.
You're going to be just on the beach by yourself handing out these bags.
It's with Bliss. It's a campaign I'm doing. Oh,
okay. So you're just no, not like, hey guys, I have these bags.
Not like totally by myself. But I think they're filming it, and it's going to be, like, a cute, like, commercial type bit.
Oh, cute.
So, yeah. If you are around the area, come on down. And I think it's going to be beautiful weather because it has been raining a ton here.
Yeah, you might get good weather because Saturday is supposed to be crappy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if we're going to go down the shore this Saturday. But
I'm just so confused at why it's all of a sudden, like, raining every other day here. I just don't get it.
No, the whole tri-state, I feel,
it's ridiculous. Getting
bombarded with freaking rain.
Like, half of CJ's baseball games got canceled because of this ridiculous weather.
Ugh, it's so
And
hard.
Then his last game yesterday got canceled. He was so upset. I was pissed because I was so excited. I, like, love to watch him.
Yeah.
So, like, his last two games got freaking canceled.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It is. So, but I'm going to do, like, baseball camp with him in the summer. Are your kids doing camp?
Yeah, so Giovanna's going to do camp, like, whenever we're home. And Lorenzo, he aged out of camp already. So he's just going to be doing whatever with his friends anyway. And Angelo has his summer program at school. So he has it all of July, I think.
Okay.
So whenever we're home, we'll just go. No, it's like still school.
It's still
a summer school program. And it's for like all the kids that, you know, still need a little help and are a little behind. So I just feel like it helps him because he's going to kindergarten next year.
No, I think that's smart.
Yeah. So he's going to be doing that. And then we'll probably go down the shore like Thursday to, Sunday.
Okay.
But yeah, he'll do that for the rest of the week. And that's going to be our summer plan.
So, Meeples, as you know, I have OCD and anxiety, and sometimes, you know, it flares up, and I definitely feel like I need, you know, to talk to someone. There's nothing wrong with having a therapist, and it definitely has helped me. So, Meeples, if you're going through anxiety, I have something to help you. Finding a therapist is hard enough, but finding one who actually takes your insurance, that's where most online therapy platforms fall short. Many don't work with insurances at all, which means you're stuck paying the full cost out of pocket. Or paying for an expensive monthly subscription. Rula does things differently. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, making the average copay just $15 per session. That's real therapy from licensed professionals at a price that actually makes sense. Think about it. You use your insurance benefits to maintain your physical health, so why wouldn't you be able to do the same with your mental health? And Rula isn't just affordable. The experience is tailored around you. Other online therapy platforms might match you with the first available provider, whether or not they're the right fit. Rula considers your goals, preferences, and background to provide you a curated list of licensed in-network therapists who are actually aligned with what you need, because they know that finding the right therapist can make all the difference. There's no wait list, no frustrating back and forth. Rula makes it easy to find a mental health provider who is accepting new patients, and appointments are available as soon as tomorrow. Plus, Rula sticks with you throughout your journey, checking in to make sure your care is helping you move forward.
Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/meatball to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you. That's Rula, RULA.com/meatball. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Yeah, CJ's going to do tutoring too, but someone will come to our house to like every other 1 week, it'll be 2 days. And then the next week it'll be like three days. Mm-hmm. So like every other week, just to like, I need him to like not lose what he's been working on, you know, for first grade.
Oh yeah. No, I get it. I had all my kids, tutor for reading up until I think last year.
Yeah. Because, like, listen, I work with him, but he just doesn't.
No, it's different. Yeah. No, yeah, you need, like, an actual, like, teacher or someone that they won't, like, ignore. You know what
right.
I mean?
Or, like, get aggravated with.
Yeah, because I tried it and it doesn't work.
Yeah. So his kindergarten teacher will be who's tutoring him. So he like knows her, he's cozy with her, she's great. So he'll get like tutoring throughout the summer, which will be good.
Very nice.
Excuse me, Cameron. Yeah, so that's that. Can't believe summer's just right around the corner, no more school. What is Sissy gonna do? Like cheerleading camp?
No, it's just town camp.
So I drop her off and they have like a swimming pool. They do sports. They're basically like outside all day, just like running around, like doing activities.
Oh, that's nice. That'll be fun. Get the energy out.
Yeah, so she'll do that. And then she does have cheer camp at some point. But yeah, I just, with three kids home the entire summer, I just can't do it. And I say every single year, I'm just like, I can't do it. Like, you guys need to like go and do something. Like, I get so like annoyed. I'm just like, you all need to leave.
Yeah. I mean, really the only thing I'm doing, so I might do swimming, like swimming lessons with Cameron. And then CJ has just 2 weeks of baseball camp. But other than that, I'll just be like, you know, trying to figure out things. I'm going to do I'm going to make a summer bucket list like I did last year. That way it's like if we're not doing anything and they're going crazy in the house or over the pool, like I'll be like, okay, let me look at my summer bucket list and figure out what we're going to do today. And that's just like what I'm going to, that'll be my plan, I guess. But do you want to get to some meatball questions?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, our first meatball question. Hi, meatballs. My question is, are you still planning on doing your meatball pod tour eventually? And if you will it be in the near future? Love you, meatballs. So yeah, we definitely want to do a meatball pod tour for sure. I think it'll be so much fun. But we figure we were waiting to, you know, when we finished filming, but we're still filming. So it's kind of hard to do filming and then also doing a meatball tour, because then it will be away from our kids a lot and that'll be tough.
I would like to do like after summer, fall time, but like, I don't know where we would go. I feel like we need to go like somewhere different, because me and Joey, I feel like did like everywhere here, like Connecticut, Jersey, Pennsylvania, Boston. Like, I feel like we need to go to like Florida or something, or Nashville. That'd be so fun.
That would be fun. Nashville would be a lot of fun. I think we would kill it. We would kill it on meatball pod tours.
No, I agree. I think it would be so much fun.
Have like a whole little show. Oh, and then she wrote, same person. P.S. I'm going on vacation to the beach this weekend. Where's the beach? And we'll have a drink for you guys. And that's from Haley from Virginia. Yes, have a drink for us.
Wait, did you guys see our TikTok? It was so funny.
I know. I thought it was cute.
I thought it was so funny.
Did we go viral?
No. I don't know. I try to collab with you, but I guess I collab too much. I guess you can only collab like 4 times a month. And I've been collabing with my store, so it wouldn't let me collab with you.
Oh, annoying.
I know. But I wanted to post it like right away. We'll do more.
Yeah.
But check out our TikTok. I thought it was so cute.
I thought it was so cute. Same. But I feel like people are like, come on, Dean. I'm like, no, people don't get it. Like, because I don't know. I feel like I've said it on here. I don't like to drink before 12. I'm like, it makes me feel better about myself.
Well, yeah, I get it. I feel like you've done it before 12, like maybe 11:30 once.
Yeah, when I was younger. Now it's like after 12, I'm like, okay, now I could drink. I feel like it's an appropriate time. Okay, hey meatballs, currently doing my summer rewatch of Jersey Shore and wondering, who are your style inspos back then? Nicole gives me Christina vibes, and with the blue contacts, hair and frosty lips. Am I wrong? Love you both so much. Fashion icon queens, Jennifer from Tucson. You did kind of look like Christina Aguilera at some points.
Oh, I know. I definitely saw it.
Yeah.
I would say Christina Aguilera. Who else did I love? Well, I don't know, like style wise, because I feel like we all had our own style. We had like our Jersey style. So I never really looked up to like people for style. But like I looked up to people like Jessica Simpson, loved her, Christina. Like I love their vibe.
Yeah.
But I feel like we all had our own like crazy style.
Yeah, I feel like mine was just like Jersey, MySpace, like teen night style. I feel like it was just like at that point, that's kind of what it was. It was kind of like just like Jersey Shore, Down the Shore, MDW. Yeah. Kind of like Guido's Guidettes on MySpace.
Yeah, we all had our own style.
Cameron, my kid, whenever I do the podcast, he goes in the pantry because he knows that I can't like yell at him, and he just eats all the snacks.
Stop.
Every time I turn around, he's back in the pantry. And I'm like, you've had enough. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, he's playing you.
He is. He's literally sitting in the pantry on a stool eating candy.
I'm like, I can't.
Cameron, you've had enough. You've had enough. And now they both give each other the Chinese middle finger. Do you know what that is?
Yes, we talked about this before.
Yeah, I mean, ugh, and now it's like, CJ gave me the Chinese middle finger. I'm like, listen, I don't, just stop it now. Enough. Enough.
I can't.
I can't either.
It's funny.
But I can't laugh at it. Funny. And then, like, yesterday we had a friend over, and he's like, Cameron gave me the middle finger. I'm like, oh, my God. Cameron, stop.
I'm sorry.
He's a nut. So, next question. Hey, meatball mamas. My name is Mariah Z from Austin, Texas.
Get a girl.
Mm-hmm. I've been watching you guys since I was in high school. Burning your kooka in the jacuzzi, meatball problems. What would you say are some of modern day meatball problems for you guys? Love you. Modern day meatball problems.
Oh.
Let's see. My modern day meatball problems.
Well, I'm definitely still clumsy, clearly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm always tripping. I'm always falling. I'm making a mess when I'm not supposed to. I mean, I'm definitely still clumsy.
Yeah, I would say I still, like, fall sometimes, like, even not drunk.
No, literally.
Modern meatball problems. I don't know. I have to think about this. I feel like I'm not good with technology. Like, the kids are, like, on video games, and I have no idea how to fix things or do things. So I guess that would be, like, modern meatball problems.
Yeah, that's fun. That's a good one.
Yeah, I'm, like, I feel like I'm a boomer when it comes to freaking technology. I'm like,
oh,
what?
Yeah. And, well, TikTok. Giovanna really had to teach me how to, like, make a good TikTok.
Oh, I still stink.
Because I was like, what the heck am I doing here?
Oh, my God. Now he's getting lollipops. All right. We're going to do one more question, and then I'm going to hop off.
Because he's going to be bouncing off the walls.
Is half full of sugar at this point. Okay. So this one's for Nicole. Not a question, but wanted to share. I was wearing my Where's the Beach shirt from the Snooki shop, and my four-year-old had so many questions. And who were, that's so funny. And who you were and why your slippers had fallen off in the picture. Stop.
Oh, no.
I love you guys. Corinne from Las Vegas. That's funny, Nicole. Why is her shoes off?
Stop. Be like, she tripped.
Why is she falling on the beach?
I can't. Well, Giovanna asked me that. And I was like, oh, honey, like, I'm just acting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm pretending that I'm just being silly.
I can't.
She's like, yeah, okay, Mom.
Like, I mean, technically.
I'm not ready for that talk.
Oh, my God.
Don't be messy like Mommy.
Yeah, seriously. All right, enough, Cameron. Now he's got juice boxes. All right, meatballs. I have to go because Cameron is basically half, he's half sugar at this point. So
oh,
I have to tell him enough with the candy. But meatballs, if you want to call or text some questions, here's the number for the Meatball Pod. It's 732-508-7952. So text or leave a message on that number, and next week we could answer some more meatball questions.
Yes, love that. Make sure all of you put in your questions because we love doing this.
Yes, we love you, meatballs.
We do, meatballs. Have a great weekend. We will see you next week. And we did it, T.
Let's get sauce, meatball.